You're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to North State Now with Linda Bott. How are you? You know what? We are community radio. I'm very excited about having a special guest on with me tonight. And you'll hear all kinds of programs on our station here at KCNR 1460. We are going FM. The signal just opened up today to 96.5 FM. And I love being at the helm of a radio show and having, you know, all different kinds of aspects from the community, open to all, religion, state of mind, music, et cetera. And, that's what I really dig, because it takes all of us to come together in order to make a better world. And what better time right now to introduce somebody from my past that I totally respect. And when we came into our show tonight, or State Now, every the first Thursday of the month, is a friend of mine who we are going to go through his album tonight, his new release, which is called Keep Letting Go. On the phone with me tonight is Gary Stockdale. Hi.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Can I tell our listeners a little bit about you?
Oh, please do. Well, okay. Make it sound good.
Okay, I will. And the last time I saw Gary, we'll go about that in a minute. So I'm a little flustered here because I'm just, you know, I've got all this stuff around me. And like I said, they've been at the towers all day. And we've just signed on to FM, and we're very excited about that. But so I was thrilled that you would be a guest on the show. And I've been trying to get you up here in Reading to perform. So this is the next best thing to now. And we also know that as we do this hour program with Gary Stockdale as our guest, we're going to go through each track. Can we do that with you?
Absolutely. I would love that.
And you'll have this in your archives. Plus, this is streaming, you know, through the World Wide Web, which means throughout the world. Let me give you a little information on Gary Stockdale on the phone with me right now. He is a two-time Emmy-nominated composer who has composed music for television shows such as Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, To Tell the Truth, Comedy Central's Last Laugh, Cowboy U, the Independent Spirit Awards, and A Home for the Holidays, and eight seasons of Showtime's award-winning, get this, Penn and Teller Bull, and I got to say S-H-I-T. I can't really say it on the air. I'll get dumped. Gary's well,
so it's only people who can't spell who would be.
There. So Gary's well-known fame for that show garnered him Emmy nominations. He also wrote music for The Aristocrats by Penn Jillette and Paul Provenza. Let's talk about a little about your out of college. You met, of course, one of the best composers in the world, Henry Mancini, under whose mentorship Gary learned the craft of film music composition as well as singing on many of Henry's movies. Gary began his film music composing career working for the legendary director-producer Roger Corman, scoring Corman's first art film entered in the 1989 Los Angeles Film Festival, Dance of the Damned. I know my husband's listening. He knows that movie. Around this time, he started working side-by-side with famed film and television producer Lalo Schifrin, arranging opposing cues for his various projects, including Sudden Impact, FX2, and Sam Peckinpah's last film, The Osterman Weekend. How's that?
Well, that was pretty good. I hope that wasn't too much information.
Oh, no, there'll be more. There'll be more because we have you on the air with us right now. Tell us what's been happening with your illustrious career so far.
What I've been concentrating on in the last few years is my performing and songwriting. So I've been basically doing a lot of touring, playing around different places. I just a few months ago got done with a northern tour to Washington State, Oregon, Northern California. I wasn't able to get a Redding gig in there, but I'm really looking forward to going up there. I have a cousin in Redding, and the cousin that lived up here, his daughter, my other cousin, was taking care of him. He got Alzheimer's, and he was up here. So he recently passed away. So. That's kind of a sad thing,
yeah,
but
so
I've been up
that.
To Redding a couple times. It's a beautiful place up there. How are you guys doing after the fire? That's what I'm most concerned about.
Oh, well, thank you, Gary. I know that you sent me a beautiful text, and we're coming out of it. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm having breakfast and our lunch with a good friend who lost her home. We lost over, this is just in the Redding area, over 1,000 homes. So I think for most of the summer, for a good 3 or 4 months, people were in a state of shock. And then, of course, we had 3 or 4 fires, but the big one, well, they're all big when you think of losing everything. Like, for instance, I have a piano player that plays for me when I do my jazz gigs. He lost all of his music, all of his instruments, everything. So when we played a gig over Christmas, I said, Cleveland Bonet is his name, and he's phenomenal. I said, do you have my Christmas charts? And he goes, no, Linda, I don't have anything. And then, this day goes on. I go, Cleveland, do you have a black tie, like a thin black tie and your fedora? So, no, Linda, I don't have anything. You hear that, and people are rebuilding, and the spirit has been. We have an incredible community here, Gary. It's great.
Right.
I got to get you. I can make the calls when you have a window open, and I swear, there's no reason you can't be an opening act. I can, they got the Cascade and the Civic. I've got your album now. You've got the snippets. I can send it out to, what it is, and say that I vouch for this guy. He's really, really great. So we tried to do this before about 3 or 4 years ago. And I think the album that you have now is really infectious.
Thank you. Well, I'm let's talk about that when we're not on the air and see if we can figure it out. I'll have my my booking person get in touch with you, and we should make that happen, because I would really love to be up there and really love to see you and see you in action up there on the radio.
All right, so you've been touring, and you just went through how many cities in your last tour?
Oh God, about 10. I did Sacramento, Portland, Coos Bay, Seattle, a few gigs in Seattle, Friday Harbor at San Juan Island, I'm going to be doing the Ugly Mug in Monterey. Soon, and so I've just been traveling all over the place. I just did a really wonderful gig the other night. I know you know who these people are. You know who the Wrecking Crew are,
right?
For those who don't know, the Wrecking Crew were the musicians who played on all the great records in the 60s and 70s, and from Beach Boys to all of Glen Campbell stuff. In fact, Glen Campbell was a member of the Wrecking Crew, and so they are now doing a series of some of the members are doing some concerts, and the concerts that they're doing are like, this last one was a tribute to Glen Campbell. So I got to sing a bunch of Glen Campbell tunes, including By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Yesterday When I Was Young, and Gentle on My Mind, with the original players. And one of the players, the bass player, Chuck Berghofer, is the guy who invented the line, the bass line, do 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 do, for Boots.
Oh boy!
So we did Boots, and one of the other people on the show is my dear friend Kiki Ebsen, who's Buddy Ebsen's daughter, and she's a heck of a performer and singer, who you should also know about because she's fabulous. And that was a really, really great thing. And we just, the other night, I did another show with them for Hal Blaine, who was the legendary drummer on all those shows.
Right.
It was his 90th birthday, and they did it at the Baked Potato, which is Don Randy, another one of the Wrecking Crews, jazz club in Los Angeles. And
right.
Everybody, but Charlie Watts, the drummer from the Rolling Stones, was there that night.
What a blast.
Crazy.
What a blast. Well, I'm on the phone. We're going to take a break here. I'm on the phone with Gary Stockdale, our two-time Emmy-nominated composer. We're going to be going through his album, his latest CD or album, whatever you'd like to call it, his project, is that's called Keep Letting Go. Gary is phenomenal. We saw each other this last year at an event for our good friend Lee Castle, who booked us years ago, and I can say with pride in my heart that Gary and I used to, back in the days of what we were trying to climb or keep getting better, we worked piano bars.
And Gary, and other gigs too.
Yes, and then Gary also did some composing for me. So I'm so happy to have you here tonight, because I think once you've had wonderful musical experiences together and fun times like that, you bond for life. So we're going to take
forever.
A break. We have to give some love out to our sponsors, whoever they've got scheduled here in this break. Gary, stay with me, and we'll come back, and we'll start playing some tracks off of your latest album, Keep Letting Go. This is North State Now and Linda, and North State Now, excuse me, Linda Bott. I'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to our show here, North State Now. This is Linda Bott, and my guest is Gary Stockdale. Let's get into the vocal of this, On the Edge. I love the lift. I love the chorus on this. It's like I'm in a movie, and it's paying off. How about that, Gary?
Nice, thank you.
All right, let's get into that local. Let's get into the vocal here.
Off the charts is the new normal. Paradigms will shift. Cut a path through all the brambles. Common ground will lift.
We know that Gary Stockdale's on the phone with us right now, composer and the artist of the new CD that you've got to go and download. It's called Keep Letting Go. We're going to be going through some tracks. Gary, tell us about this last song we heard, On the Edge.
What I can tell you about it is I'm always kind of a little uncomfortable about explaining a song because I really want it to be up to the person who listens to it. But I can tell you that for me, it feels like even more with every year that I get, the more it seems like an adventure, and the more I think I know, I find out I don't know. And so sort of like standing on the edge of a precipice going, where does this go? And then you jump.
And every night you go out on stage in front of a different crowd of a different city. You're like, okay, where are we going tonight? Now, do you have a set list when you're performing, or do you sometimes turn around and are you solo? Do you have like a trio or a group, or do you flip out your set list on this recent tour, for example?
These days, you know, unless you're a major like an Elton John or something like that, you travel light. So I can do a full show to 45 minute or hour sets with just myself. But usually, whenever I'm in a town, I know some musicians there, so I bring them in. And so I bring in, you know, a good guitar player or a great banjo player or bass player or a percussionist or something like that. So, you know, in most towns, I'll usually have a couple people with me. But a couple through the towns, you know, depending on what they want and depending on what the needs of the I do a lot of what are called house concerts now, which a lot of people in my level of showbiz do, where, you know, people do concerts in their home and they invite like 40 to 50 to 60 people. And so there's no drink machine, no blender or cappuccino maker going
off in the
middle of your quietest song, no drunks, no crazy people. So it's just an atmosphere for people who really love to hear music and just want to be there and hear it. And it's a really wonderful way that a lot of artists, including, you know, well-known record artists, are doing they're performing these days. So,
kind of like,
and I change the set list depending on who the people are.
All right, like Bluebird Cafe, you know, in Nashville. It's so cool to hear four people in a circle that are acoustic guitars players, and you don't know who you're going to see when you're standing in line, and all of a sudden, you know, you're in there, and it says, please don't talk. There's no clinking of glass, no blending, no talking. And you're hearing some incredible songwriters that you're not even aware of. And then when they start to play something and it turns into this mega hit, you're like, whoa. And it's so nice because there's such respect for the craft of songwriting. So I would think at one of these house parties, Gary, and tell me if you agree with me, it's a great place to break in a song. If you're writing something and maybe you're not sure about the second verse, you get to perform it live. And then see if you're liking the way it fills in that with the feedback with the crowd or the energy in that moment.
That's always great. It's always great to break in a new crowd, a new song with a crowd of people who really appreciate hearing new work. That's one of my favorite things to do. And, you know, Basically, you're always getting, in any of these shows, people who have never heard you before, because I'm getting some good radio play on this album. Two of the tunes are 19 and 36 on the Roots Music Report, and then the Radio Indie Alliance, one of my songs, Why Is He Looking at Me, is number 9. So it's getting radio play, but in general, people are going to be listening to songs that they haven't heard before, and so I get a chance to work out new ideas and songs, change old songs and make them different, which is always a challenge and fun to do. And depending on the town I'm in, get to play with new musicians and add more different ideas to the song.
I love it. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Why Is He Looking at Me, there's this, one of the songs you sang at Lee's party that was an original.
I probably sang that, yes, because I am of a certain age. And what I do is, I'll have friends who go, oh, you're not supposed to tell how old you are. It's my hook. You know, the fact that I'm a strong and high singer and I'm 66, I think is probably one of the things that is most appealing about my show, because I don't make any bones about it. I talk about what it's like to be living in the world. And being a baby boomer, there's a heck of a lot of us around. So
right. No looking back on the fact that you should be shy about your age. I say it out loud, and I'm a woman.
Yeah.
So I just say, I turned 60 this year, and it I don't feel it. It's it's so funny, because recently people are at the Bob Seger concert, last tour, and they go, how did he get old? I mean, we don't feel old. He's not old. He sang for 2 hours straight. What do you mean? Okay, let's listen.
Know.
We're gonna bounce around. Go ahead.
I saw Joe Cocker at Jazz Fest in New Orleans some years ago, before he died. And he was, if there was one person who you think would have been totally destroyed by the rock and roll world, it would have been Joe Cocker. Well, here he was at like 70-something, singing the same way he always sang and jumping up at the end of songs and stuff like that. It was really awesome. I think, the thing that I really like about the age that I am is that I've worked to make sure that my voice is still in good shape, and I still have a new outlook on the world, and I think that communicates when I perform, because I kind of get people who say, younger people who go, oh wow, I didn't know somebody like your age could sing that way.
Isn't that good? Let's keep shocking them. Well, let's go. I'm going to bounce around. I was going to go track after track, but since you were talking about Why Is He Looking at Me, it's Why Is He Looking at Me. This is track 5 off of Gary Stockdale's new album, Keep Letting Go. Let's hear some of that. And by the way, Jared is our producer tonight. Jared's at the helm. So, Jared, let's play track 5.
Hi, Jared.
Sitting on the bar stool, gonna have myself a drink. I need a little time away, a little time to think. Then she kinda caught me by surprise, as she kinda looked into my eyes. I didn't know where this was gonna go, but so far I was going with the flow. This was something that I'd been through many times before, but things like this these days don't hardly happen anymore. Then she threw back her long black hair as she caught me trying not to stare. Surely as I know the face of Lincoln, pretty sure I know what she is thinking. That old man, why is he looking at me?
All right.
Because I'm young and wild and strong, and he's about 63.
I love
now
it.
His life is almost done, while mine has just begun. What makes him think that he can just look at me? Look at me.
All right, that is Gary Stockdale on Why Is He Looking at Me. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to go through song by song, little snippets. Is that okay, Gary?
That's fabulous.
That's fabulous. And we're going to be right back with Gary Stockdale, our wonderful guest tonight on North State Now. He's a two-time Emmy-nominated composer and a friend of mine. We've got a little couple stories we need to talk about, Lee Castle, and maybe some of the throwback times of when we were at, I'm not even sure what piano bar it was, but I'll never forget the 1:30 in the morning. And we had each other. We had each other, and you were always just the consummate pro. And
vice versa.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Gary Stockdale. This is Linda Botta, North State Now, here on KCNR 1460.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
You get me every time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Welcome back to the show. This is Gary Stockdale. You're listening to North State Now and North, my old hometown. Track 12 on Keep Letting Go with Gary Stockdale.
Rows of craftsman houses, fences painted white. Dads would work, moms stayed home. The schools filled up with kids. Sunday morning we'd go to church, 'cause that was what you did. Rainbirds watering the new moon lawns. You could leave your front door open when you were gone.
the streets of my hometown. But when we watch the evening news on our black and white TV, I saw some folks in some other towns didn't live like me. We'd see all these colored people trying hard to have their say, but state police and governors kept getting in their way. Ah, but that was deep down south, that didn't happen here. Nobody was marching, our streets were clear. I wondered, what could someone have to fear here in my old hometown? One day my stepdad, Jim, picked up a Negro man hitchhiking his way out of town. Jim asked him, where do you want to go? The man looked surprised and said, don't you know? Mister, please, just get me off the streets by sundown.
Wow. Gary Stockdale, and a great, I'm just having such a joy listening to.
Not the written kind. They enforced it with a vengeance. They didn't need a sign. It said no Negro man.
All right. My old hometown. This is Gary Stockdale on the phone, and I could just listen and take the whole show just to go through, because it's such a journey. It's such a visual. I can see the movie in my head, and I'm such a visual person, Gary. So congrats on really painting the picture.
Well, thank you. There are a number of songs on there which are true from my experience. I grew up in a town called Glendale in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you grew up in the South, we went through the Civil Rights Movement in the 60s and everything like that. But if you lived in the South, you saw it firsthand. You saw black people who were, different drinking fountains and all that other kind of stuff. But in L.A. and Southern California, there was racism, but it was very quiet because people like the LAPD would sort of make sure that all the black people were over here and that nobody,
right,
crossed in. And so Glendale, the town I grew up in, was... when I grew up there, it was the largest all-white community in the United States.
Very white bread.
Well, even more than white bread, it was what was called a sundown town.
Oh.
Whereas all the deeds of every house had a covenant in it where you could not sell to blacks, and a lot of them had it you couldn't sell to Jews, or you couldn't or to many other races and stuff like that. And Glendale was a sundown town, and what a sundown town was that. If there were black people there who were working for somebody as a maid or as gardener or something like that, they had to be off the streets by sundown, or they would be either beaten, arrested, or run out of town, or all three. And that was actually during the time that I was growing up, and it didn't change until the 70s. So this is about how Glendale now, it's very heavily Armenian now, but it's also very multiracial. So it's a whole different ball of wax now. Everybody live together, lots of different languages spoken, and I make a line in there about how, the challenge now is trying to pronounce your neighbor's name.
Right.
because it's, it's a different world than we were growing up. But Glendale was, that was what Glendale was like when I was growing up there.
Wow. Well, I lived in, I didn't grow up, we lived in Studio City in the late 70s, so you and I met in the... right around 80, 81, 82 is when we
right.
were...
Well, you're way younger than I am.
Well, no, I mean, not that really not that many years. We would have been coming in and out of high school at around the
right.
same time, if you look at it that way. But when you think about that, yeah, Glendale, that's just a trip because that was in our lifetime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that's about that. And, the story was really true that my stepdad had picked up a black guy who was trying. Oh, and in the song, I don't know whether you noticed, but I used the terms that we used during the time. So the first term I used for black people was colored, yes, because that was the first term. And then the second one was Negro, because that was what was used later in the 60s. And then we eventually, you know, changed our words and things like that. So I try to do that kind of history of where we were as white people in Glendale, and kind of learning about what life was like for other people.
Now, in your album work, and that's why I said, would you please send me a CD? Because I like to touchy-feely, look at pictures, read the liner, yeah, notes. That's just a big deal for me. That's my age, but I like that. And I don't mind an MP3, but I do like this old school way of doing it. Next to vinyl. I'm back on vinyl now. So let's talk about a picture that you have here on your CD. You open it up, and there's your darling on the couch, you know, the tapestry couch from that era. And you have your six shooters, you know, like little good cowboy boys did. And you, right, and your mom has your cowboy hat on. And I said, who's that attractive, sultry-looking, soulful, exotic-looking, this woman with you?
She looked a little like Judy Garland. There are certain pictures of hers, because she was a singer, and she wanted to go into it professionally, but she also was a legal secretary, and she wound up having a family, and so she decided not to pursue that career. But she performed around town. L.A. had a series of jazz clubs on 8th Avenue going all the way down, and you could, I couldn't because I wasn't alive then, obviously, but you could see Joe Williams one place, see Billy Daniels in another place, see Billie Holiday, go down, see, you know, all these great singers of the time, you could, Ernie Andrews, people like that. And my mom was hanging out with a lot of those musicians, and she had an old 78 RPM demo record of Don't Blame Me and Embraceable You. And her band was two-thirds of the King Cole trio, of Nat King Cole's trio. So that's the kind of people she was,
wow,
hanging out and working with. So that's pretty
so
cool.
So did you have a lot of music growing up? How did you – what you were influenced somehow, because these pictures of you playing piano, I mean, you're sitting at the piano at a very young age. So let's hear,
yeah,
a bit about your influence. What?
I started playing piano at four. And I had a great piano teacher who taught me not just how to read the notes, but taught me the theory behind music and everything like that. So, so I was a piano player, and then the Beatles came out, so I started playing guitar. So, then I took back piano when I was in late high school and college, and so I play guitar and keyboard in my shows, everybody, as soon as the Beatles came out, everybody had to play lead guitar. Yeah.
Well, you were wonderful.
You know, if you were at all musically inclined, you had to play guitar.
Well, when we were playing together in the 80s, it was always piano, but later on I hadn't seen you in years, and the person who put us together was Lee Castle. And Lee Castle was having a 90th birthday, and
yes,
I, for some reason I was up at the doggy park here in Reading, and I just, I had her number on just in my memory forever and ever, and I went to call it, and it didn't come up, the memory of her number. So I looked up Castle Hill, her number, called her, and all I have to do with Lee and say, you're never going to guess who this is. And she goes, Linda? I mean, you know, because we were, you know, she's my Jewish mother for 30 years, you know? I mean, she laughs, and I've been to her grandson's bar mitzvahs, and, you know, I think I sang at one of the bar mitzvahs, something. But anyway.
She's wonderful. Still, I mean, you know, not kicking very high, but she's still kicking at 90-something.
She's amazing, and Lisa, her daughter. But there I see you, and we're at this really cool place in Pasadena. I drove in just for that and drove back the next day. And there was Gary, and playing, and played the guitar, and you did one of your originals, and then you played the piano, and we had a chance to relive something from the past. And, you know, it's like time stood still, because you still feel like the age of when we were working together, which would have been, what, 30-some, I didn't even know, 30-some years ago?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Except you look great. So, you know,
you could pull
off somebody thinking that you're not anywhere near the age you are. So you were.
Well, so
I feel like I look exactly the age I am. A healthy 66, but I look 66. Although, my hair is gone, and I have a goatee. So if anybody looks in there, you know, and my theory is all bald white men look alike. You know, Peter Gabriel, me, we all look alike. So if one of us commit a crime, no one's going to be able to tell. They'll just be describing.
Well, I love your album cover, you know, Gary Stockdale.
Thank
that's
you.
Who we're on the phone with if you're just tuning in. You have to go back to the archives. You need to go online and look up Gary Stockdale. He's got an incredible website, his bio, the news, his shows, watch and listen, all the stuff about Gary. I really encourage you to do that. Go online, get his album, keep letting go. Gary, thanks for being our guest. Always, I'll be calling you again for another interview with more things. Hope to get you up to Reading. We're going to end with track 14 called Live Fast. Any closing words on this song, Gary?
This is, you know how that whole live fast, die young idea in rock and roll? I'm living fast, but I'm not dying young.
Okay, let's listen to a little bit, and then we're going to sign off until our next segment and say goodbye to Gary.
Linda, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Are we going to talk to afterwards, or is this it?
And I'll talk to you at the break, and then I've got some ticket giveaways to do. But you can hang out with me.
All right, thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Like a hurricane, hootin', hollering, racing cane. Gonna keep on rocking till the last cow comes home. I ain't leaving till they turn out all the lights. Baby, hop on, it's a non-stop flight. I wanna make the most of this night, never let go. I'm gonna grab each day like it was a pot of gold. When I'm gone, there better be some damn good stories told. I'm gonna live fast, live fast, live fast, and die very, very old.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This is Linda Bott, and our show is called North State Now. This is my friend Gary Stockdale. It's called, this track is called Eugenia. And I hate talking over a song, but we're trying to get on with. Anyway, go to Gary Stockdale and check out Keep Letting Go. We had to let Gary go, and so I'm going to be finishing up the show here. Gary is somebody who, you know, back in the day, let's say it was late 70s, early 80s, and I made my living singing in L.A. at clubs. And so the agent that I worked with, Lee Castle, put me together with Gary. So we, you know, Gary was like working with Henry Mancini at that point. But, you know, when you're trying to do music, you want to experience everything. So Gary would play, of course, his wonderful music, and at a piano bar. I don't even know where it was, a Ramada Inn or whatever it was. And I would stand next to him. It was a typical piano bar of that era. And no matter if there was one drunk in the house, you still had to play at 1:30 in the morning. But it was a good exercise for life. And Gary was always the consummate professional. Later on, I did a show at the not the Ryman, but there's a big concert hall in L.A., and Gary did some of the arrangements for me with a big orchestra. And he was just a phenomenal guy. So, again, running into him last year was really great, and then he sent me about, you know, the fires, or how are you doing, and then sent me, like, a link about all the things that he's doing. And he's just going strong, and I love, that's what I wanted to do. This 6 o'clock show, the first Thursday of every month, so I could really highlight musicians, movies, books, things that I'm passionate about. And I love when I see really and hear great music and know that people are, you know, keep on keeping on. I have tickets. I put that on Facebook tonight right before the show. If you're tuning in, I have three different sets of tickets. First of all, tomorrow night is National Geographic Live, Untamed, at the Cascade Theater. I have two tickets for a 7:30 performance. And so give us a call if you'd like to go to the National Geographic Live, Untamed. So there'll be animals on stage. And the guy who's putting this, that's the artist of this show, has talked about that he grew up in poverty and never had a voice. And through animals, he felt like he started a voice, and so now he's got this worldwide tour that he does. It's called Untamed, National Geographic Live, tomorrow night at the Cascade. So give us a call if you'd like those tickets. I have two tickets for Shasta Symphony Orchestra for Saturday night, February 9th. That's at 7:30 p.m., and that's in the Shasta College Theater. That's the Shasta Symphony Orchestra. And I have two tickets to give away for Sleepless in Seattle at the Cascade Theater, which is on February 10th. So I hope the phone calls come in, 605-4567. And we're here. My name is Linda Bott. And, again, this is North State Now. Tickets to give away to you tonight. And we're so happy that we had Gary Stockdale joining us, and we have so many events coming up. And again, 96.5 will be testing that tomorrow. Today, I think we're tuning in with our brand new signal, so we'll be simulcasting from 1460 AM and 96.5. Our footprint will pretty much be the same. It's just going to be extremely clear, of course, at nighttime as well. So when I'm doing my show, it won't be coming down at night like sometimes it does in a.m. And you'll be clear up next to the water and brick and that kind of thing, which is typically where a.m. gets a little confused. So we're really excited. We've been working on this for a whole year, and I'm so proud of my husband, Carl, and the team, Bob Belongi, and it cast a crew that were up there working up on the tower up in the hills to get this thing plugged in and hooked up. So congratulations to everybody, and I'm so proud of that and our family here for seeing that through and where we're going to be going here in the next year. We do have a caller calling in, and Jared, hopefully you'll tell me over the microphone who it is. And let's see what else. So tomorrow night is Chocolate After Dark. I'll be attending it at Turtle Bay, and that's an incredible event because it highlights a lot of different wineries and a lot of different pairings, and you walk into a Turtle Bay museum, and it's just it's a really, really neat event, very popular. So that's tomorrow night. And then Saturday night is the Shining Care event, which will be at the Senior Center, and it's a formal event, very nice event, and that is something I'll be talking about. And who's calling in?
We had Melissa Nakatani call in for the symphony tickets.
Well, could Melissa, I will have those tickets at the 1326 Market Street. If you can come by tomorrow, I'll have them under your list, under your name, and come by and get those. Again, I've got tickets for Sleepless in Seattle, which is the movie, and that's fun if you've not seen the movie on a big screen. You know, we can see these shows in a CD form that were in our televisions, but when you go up to see it on the big screen, it really rocks your world in a different way. So Sleepless in Seattle, Cascade's bringing that show in February 10th, and there'll be a piano player playing beforehand and popcorn and just like a great old-fashioned movie night. So I have two tickets to give away. Party's at 6, movie's at 7:30. Again, that's February 10th. And then again, tomorrow night at the Cascade, if I don't give them away tonight, I'm going to give them away tomorrow because I want to make sure we put butts in the seat. National Geographic Life Untamed. That's tomorrow night, the Cascade Theater. So the Shining Care event is, I want to tell you about what Shining Care does. It's a local nonprofit with a vision and mission to meet the unmet needs of at-risk elderly, disabled adults, and their loved ones. They're trusted professionals committed to extending compassion and hope, providing expert care, and facilitating connection to needed resources in order to improve the quality of life for elders, disabled adults, as well as their loved ones. So this event is happening at the Senior Center. They're going to decorate it all up. It's going to be beautiful. Carl and I are emceeing, and there'll be all kinds of celebrities, and I understand there's a trivia thing. It's just really going to be a really nice event. It was planned to be on the Diesel Horse Bridge, and then the fires happened. So it's been moved into the Senior Center, and it's happening tomorrow. Saturday night. We have more tickets, and Jared's on the phone right now getting your name. So I love that. I love to be able to share our radio station, giving tickets away so that you, our listeners, have the opportunity and the chance to hear great music, see wonderful performances, and that you can share these. I always like to hear, once you go, would you please send me a drop me a line on Facebook, or, you know, you can Linda at KCNR1460. I want to hear about your experience, what it was for, how you liked it. I like feedback. Who's on the phone, Jared?
We had Roberta Withrow, who wanted Sleepless in Seattle.
All righty. Roberta.
She also wanted me to mention she absolutely loved Gary Stockdale.
Okay.
Happy to have him on the show.
Yay, good. Gary will love to hear that. So good stuff here. I'm putting those away, and you got these names, so we're going to file those up. At 6:59, I'll be on the air tomorrow with Carl in the morning at 7 a.m. Very excited about all the things going on. So glad you're joining us. North State Now is every Thursday night at 6. We have Michelle Slade coming on with Heroes of the North State, The Enjoy, and, of course, Dr. Orna Gill talking about women's health. So thank you for joining me. And this is also, we're going to sign off with another Gary Stockdale cut. See you tomorrow.
Came from the baddest part of town. Lost his future in the stockyards. His mama let him down. He was a goner, didn't stand a chance.